this is Noble Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to my dad, the Rockin' Attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
That's brand new from Joe Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult. His latest is called My Way is the Highway. His new album is called American Rocker. Just came out last week. So that set of music started off with Rush going back to 2004 with their cover of The Seeker. Rod Stewart going back to 1976. With a cover of the Beatles' Get Back, that actually charted in the top 10 in England. Didn't do anything here in the States, but was a big hit overseas. Cheap Trick from a mono promotional 45 pressing. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, radio DJs would get 45s to play on air because vinyl was the king of the airwaves. But if you were on AM radio, and of course back in the 70s and 80s, AM radio played so much music. You were broadcasting in mono. So the B-side of the promotional 45s that was sent to the station was not in stereo. It was actually mixed in mono for the broadcast. Well, that was a mono pressing of Cheap Trick's I Want You to Want Me. Pretty cool. And of course, not the live version that was the big hit. That's actually the studio version you just heard. So our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session is RemasterMedia.com, who joins you in supporting WRCT. RemasterMedia.com. Make your music, make your audio, sound amazing. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Well, thousands have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or telephone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com and make it sound amazing. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for this hour of Quartz in Session. So a few weeks ago, we lost a country legend, talking about Mickey Gilley. Some of you may not know that Mickey Gilley was a distant relative to Jerry Lee Lewis. Well, he was on my bucket list to see live. I missed the whole Gilley's nightclub scene, but he was still performing right up to when he passed away a few weeks ago, passed away at the age of 86. So let's celebrate the country legend, Mickey Gilley. Rest in peace.
Gilley's, the world's greatest nightclub, is proud to present Epic Records recording star, Mr. Mickey Gilley.
Thank you. One, two, one, two, three, pick. Well, the girls all get prettier in closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. Now the girls all get prettier in closing time. When the change starts taking place, as the glow on every face of the fallen angel of the backstreet bar. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work around it. He won't drink, and I might slip to 5 or even 4. To me. But when the mother morning comes and I wake up with a number 1, that I never do it anymore. Now the girls all get prettier in closing time. They all begin to look like movie stars. Now the girls all get prettier in closing time. When the change starts taking place, there's a glow on every face of the fallen angel of the backstreet bar. Oh, let's pick. Yeah, Eli Nelson, pick it, son. I don't mean to criticize the girls at all, 'cause I know Robert Redford even over her. We all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. Now the girls all get prettier in closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. Now the girls all get prettier in closing time. When the change starts taking place, they put the glow on every face of the fallen angel of the backstreet bar. What'd I say? The fallen angel of the backstreet bar. Thank you. Whoa.
This is brand new from Van Morrison. And keep it right here. Coming up, we got Henry Paul from the Outlaws.
How do you like the new normal? Tell me, how is that going for you? How did you overcome the restrictions? How do you handle the news? Do you still think the government's not lying to you? Oh, has the penny dropped yet? Seems there's no way out of this impasse. Is it something we'll live to regret? Sometimes every knock is a boost. Sometimes life gets tedious, don't it? Sometimes chickens come home to roost. Sometimes it's just too ridiculous. Sometimes it's mind control amnesia. Sometimes it's memories you treasure. Sometimes it's joy you're not allowed to share. Sometimes it's no ongoing pleasure. About the weather. Sometimes it's mind-controlled amnesia. Sometimes it's memories you treasure. Sometimes it's joy that you can no longer share. Sometimes they say you can't have any pleasure. Are we allowed it to come to pass? Sometimes it's just so ridiculous. Sometimes it's just blah, 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 blah.
Keep on turning, a blue collar lesson there for the learning. America, where her heart beats strong and true. Yeah, look up, just open your eyes. The flag still waves and the eagle still flies. These are the days of America, brother.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and STNRadio.com. They're making steel in Pittsburgh still. Love that line. That was Blackhawk with Days of America. What a great tune that is. And talking about great tunes from great bands, we've got Henry Paul on the phone with us from Blackhawk. Henry, welcome back to Courts in Session.
Thanks, Eric. How are you tonight?
Oh, doing fantastic. We got Henry Paul on the radio. We got to be doing great, right?
we could do worse.
So we got a new Blackhawk album coming out the end of this month. It's called Blue Highway. It's been a few years since there was a new studio Blackhawk release. Tell our listeners about the new album.
Well, Dave and I had decided we wanted to try and do something uniquely different and something really special with regard to our late partner, Van. So we went through our archives and found a collection of voice guitar demos, which is basically Van and I and Dave sitting in front of a microphone with two acoustic guitars and a piano run direct. And we recorded these new songs that we had written back in the early 90s, probably right around 1991. That year was spent between the three of us writing and conceiving of the group Blackhawk. So we took those voice guitar demos, and our drummer at the time, Jaron Sorensen, added drums to them. We added bass, we added electric guitar, mandolin, and we basically took our voice guitar demos and we made a brand new Blackhawk album out of it.
That's incredible. So literally Van Stevenson and the three of you guys from the inception of the band, that's where these recordings emanate?
That's right. And you know, I mean, obviously Van passed away in 2001. There's no, unless we went back into our archives and found performances that we felt were, you know, up to our standards, you know, that was the only way we were going to have Van come back and be with Dave and I to sing. So, you know, the songs themselves are very well written. They're really wonderful songs. They were songs that got passed on for the first album. But in re-listening back, you know, those songs are really solid and well written. And I know Arista at the time was doing their level best to make sure that we connected with country radio. But these songs are all really wonderful and well-written and well-performed. And so we're very excited to have a brand new Blackhawk record featuring Dave and Van and I.
Well, I had no idea. That is a terrific scoop. You heard it here on WRCT. So that had to have been an emotional experience going back through that stuff and making it into a new album.
Yeah, and you know, and even more importantly, it reminded you how special that relationship was between Dave and I and Van. You know, when Van left the band, it seemed simple to replace his voice with another singer and to continue on, which is what we did. But the musical dynamic of Van and I singing together with Dave was uniquely beautiful, and we were reminded of how lucky we were to have found one another and been in the right place at the right time.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, Henry, why don't you pick a tune from the new album for us to play now? The new album is called Blue Highway. What should we play?
Well, Blue Highways, listen, all those songs are really great. Blue Highway is a wonderful song. Maybe the Rain Must Fall is another wonderful song. They're all really, really good. But, you know, you can drop a needle anywhere and get away with murder.
Well, then let's play the title track. This is Blue Highway, brand new from Blackhawk. We got Henry Paul here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Just tuning in, we've got Henry Paul, brand new Blackhawk album coming out later this month. But of course, everyone knows Henry Paul from one of the most influential Southern rock bands of all time, The Outlaws. And I've got a date you may want to put on your calendar, talking about next Wednesday, June 8th. Henry Paul and The Outlaws are coming to Jurgles. Henry, The Outlaws, Blackhawk, the Henry Paul Band, you've had so much success, so many hits, so many songs that have been on the radio for our entire lives. I've always wondered, you know, you and I have known each other for a long time. You're always polite. You're always unassuming. You ever have somebody that they don't realize who you are and the light bulb goes off in front of you and they go, hey, you're the guy I listen to and I hear on the radio?
Well, you know, there was this song that I wrote on the It's About Pride album called Hiding Out in Tennessee. And the lyric sort of is a metaphor for one's life. It's like, that's my life on the radio airwaves, my heart playing out on the big stage, my tears on the pages of my latest song. You know, because of what that represents, because of the work that went into all three of those bands and the kind of creative vision for all three of those bands, you know, we're lucky later in our lives to have a brand in Blackhawk, a brand in the Outlaws, and even a brand in the Henry Paul Band that are still viable, and they still go out and play in public at a high level in a very professional and musically accurate form and fashion. And that really just comes from effort put in and finding the right people to work with to convey that musical message. So we're lucky to have that these days.
What can our listeners, maybe some of our listeners who haven't seen the Outlaws live, maybe in a long time, what can they expect to see next Wednesday?
Well, you're going to see, you know, an hour and 40 minutes, 45 minutes of, you know, uniquely beautiful classic Outlaws songs and songs off of the It's About Pride and Dixie Highway albums. My plan earlier this year was to work up an acoustic set. Our drummer unexpectedly left the band because of some family issues, and we really had to hustle to put the band back in top form. And we're coming to the end of that process. So it's my plan and my vision of where we're going with this is to put a 5 or 6 song acoustic set in the middle of this hour and 30 or 40 minute Outlaw extravaganza and just offer up another dynamic of the group's personality. We're going to do songs like Breaker Breaker and Cold Harbor, and maybe Girl from Ohio and Nothing Main About Main Street. You know, just some songs that are a little more introspective and seem to lend themselves to that treatment. So that's our next order of business. But coming at the Gerbils, we're going to rock the room and put that accurate and really spirited musical message on stage and play the Outlaw show exactly how it was conceived.
Well, that's fantastic.
And, you know, make a really solid and strong impression with it.
Well, you guys always do. I'm a big fan, and I will be there. Well, Henry, let's close off. Grab us maybe one of your favorite deep cuts. Could be something off the latest album, something deep in the archives. Give us a deep cut Outlaws song that you don't hear on the radio that's maybe one of your favorites.
Well, one of my favorites off Dixie Highway, and again, it's a bit of a metaphor of the band's career, is a song called Overnight from Atlas. I just love that song, and if you wanted to play that, you wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Your wish is my command. We're talking to Henry Paul of the Outlaws, coming to Gerbils next Wednesday, June 8th, and be on the lookout for the new Blackhawk album coming out, being released later this month. Henry, we're looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much for joining us on Courts in Session.
You bet. My pleasure, and thanks for your support of the group. We really appreciate it, Eric.
Good night, brother.
Watched our message come of age. We've been fighting for since we were 17. And we're overnight from Athens on the way to New Orleans. Another love song ringing in our ears. An overnight sensation like they've never seen. Still believe is after all these years. Overnight from Athens. Songs, the voices and the words in harmony, all the sacrifice and pain, being baptized by the rain, but on this rebel road is where we'll always be. Years, overnight.
elevation of their spirits to a new home in the sky, where kings and queens bow to hear him play.
Counselor, Mando Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder, Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I learned patience.
Mm-hmm. fade. I got a mate in the shade, and all I need is the woman.
Blue.
trouble. She put the blame on me. I gave her what she wanted, and I got misery. Now I don't take much persuading. At times I'm easily led. I'm gonna find myself in a prison cell through the lying things she said. I stand accused on judgment day.
Your back's against the wall.
That's the latest from Sweet New Music 2022 from glam rock 70s gods Sweet with the song Defender. Going out to Kathy in Penn Hills. Before that, Whitesnake, Woman Trouble Blues. Whitesnake just announced they're doing their final tour. Right now, nowhere near Pittsburgh, but we can hope. And of course, there might be some additional legs and some new dates. Want to keep an eye out on that. Van Halen going out by request to Amy, listening to 88.3 FM on the radio in Fox Chapel. Of course, that was Beautiful Girls. And before that, you heard a request from Henry Paul, one of his favorite Outlaws tunes, Overnight from Athens. That comes from the last Outlaws studio album, came out about 2 years ago, Dixie Highway. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. So did you receive savings bonds decades ago, maybe for your birthday or graduation? Maybe you stuck them away in a drawer? Well, you may be among millions of Americans who altogether own billions of dollars of Series E savings bonds that are over 30 years old and have stopped earning interest. These bonds are worth several times their face value. So find out if you own any Series E savings bonds at treasuryhunt.gov. If you do, it's time to cash them in and have your money start working for you again. That's treasuryhunt.gov. This is a public service message from the U.S. Department of Treasury and WRCT. So you heard the Jurgles. You heard the Outlaws. How about that? The Outlaws are coming to Jurgles next Wednesday, the 8th. I'm going to play a little hooky on a school night and be there. How about I give away a pair of tickets? We're going to give it away to the first caller. So get ready. 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Be the first caller. Those tickets are yours.
brick to the bitter end. A broken heart, trouble and greed. I'm the pain of a medicated. In the ice, in the cold, in the rain. Come on, Abel, let's face our pain. I'm just a rust belt and everywhere. Have my trouble all by myself. Everybody's working for the weekend. Four quarters is a dollar spent. Blend in like a chameleon. Down by the river that never ends. A sewer rat with the dreams of the king. He sold his guitar for a bag of weed. In the eyes, in the cold, in the heat. There ain't nothing in it. Don't try.
Hi, this is Gil Moore of Triumph, and when I get arrested in Pittsburgh, you can bet I call my buddy Eric Jackson Lurie at WRCT in Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, to bail me out of jail. Yeah, AJL. We'll be right back.
you keep coming back.